T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yo, yo, 5 o'clock. Carton and Roberts on the Fam. I want to get Mike in Bayside first, and then Tommy tells me he's got an idea for us. So I have a little fun. Wow. Here's Mike in Bayside. All right, Mike, you got through, buddy. How are you?
What's up, Craig? What's up, Evan?
I apologize. It took so long to get through.
I was answering my Twitter stuff, man.
I was answering you on Twitter, but I can't help the
phones. I was telling you to DM me so you can get my cell phone number. I had a call like 50 times.
Well, I'm glad you finally got through now. This is the guy that was making an argument with me on Twitter where he was comparing Andy Martino being a shill for the Mets
right.
to the owner of the 7 line being a shill in some regard, and I just think it's a silly
puppet,
comparison,
puppet.
But good.
Don't twist the words, Craig. I said puppet.
Puppet, okay. But he makes his living off of his Met
he
fandom.
Also made it, Craig, can I say my piece? Let's
yeah.
not talk over each
Go
other,
ahead.
And then we'll have a respectful back and
Go
forth.
Go ahead.
All right? First off, Darren started his brand with Sell the Team t-shirts. That's what made his brand take off.
Okay.
And him sitting in stands, asking Mark Cuban, please help us, don't trade Reyes.
Right.
Etc. There's numerous evidence of Darren Meehan's brand before he got an MLB license. The Wilpons shut that down once he got his MLB license. Why? Because he was getting too much of a following, because a lot of people agreed with the dysfunction, the mediocrity that was being taken place within the Mets organization.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Dysfunction. You don't agree with that?
No, he does agree, but what I'm saying, how are you comparing a guy that sells T-shirts to a guy that's supposed to be reporting on a team? Like, your feelings about Darren and the 7 line, I'm not saying they're accurate or not accurate, but it's not a fair comparison.
Ownership when his group accepted, embraced, and supported mediocrity.
No, but listen, but Mike, Mike, but you missed the whole point. Your feelings about Darren are obviously very personal. Might be totally factual on how his listen. But when you there's no comparison between what he does for a living and what a newspaper reporter or TV reporter or baseball reporter does.
I said puppet. He's clearly a Wilpon puppet if he changed his message, if MLB gave him the license.
But listen, I'm sure, by the way, but he should be a puppet for the organization.
Yeah,
it's the only way he makes any money.
I get what he's saying.
It doesn't make sense.
No, I get what he's saying, but I'm still on your side and I'm still on his side. It's not the same as a reporter, so we just have to address
that.
So
listen, so you have a personal thing against him. I get that. I don't know why, but I respect the fact you're an angry Met fan. I think that's your handle, and it pisses you off that a guy that used to be anti-Met Wilpon then got into bed with the Wilpons to make money.
But
that's the argument.
But he kind of had to.
But by the way, guilty as charged.
Right.
But that's got nothing to do with a reporter being a shill for an organization.
It has nothing to do
with
that.
Like, you went from apples to clay pots in Indonesia.
Yeah.
And there's no connection there.
I don't agree with the comparison.
If you're pissed off as a Met fan that a guy that was anti-Wilpon dropped the anti-Wilpon stuff and only focused on everything else, and that bothers you as a diehard Met fan, I'm good with that. But when you brought it up in connection to Martino, you lost me.
It's not the same as Andy Martino. It's not the same as a reporter. But you got to put yours. I always try to do this. I'm not successful at it, but I try to do it. Put yourself in someone else's shoes. So you're starting a company. You're selling T-shirts, right? And I agree. Sell the team. I'm with them. I still call it Shea, all that kind of stuff. But to sell T-shirts effectively, and you tell me where I'm wrong here. You know more than me on this. you probably need to cut a deal with Major League Baseball. Because you can't just use whatever logo you want, and so then you've got to make a business decision.
You know how down...
I can remain the Renegade, but I won't be able to do as much and make as much money. What do you do?
You know how Darren got the license from MLB to do Met stuff?
Wasn't it you?
Me and Boomer.
Right.
Boomer and I went to a guy named Howard Smith, who ran MLB licensing for Major League Baseball. He works for the Phillies now, or did at least a year ago. We went to him personally. Darren didn't ask us to. MLB had shut the seven line down.
Right, because you can't use trademarks.
Can't use trademarks.
Right.
And they shut them down.
Right.
And I'm embarrassed that I have to tell this story. Boomer and I went to MLB headquarters and sat down with Howard Smith and said to him, here's a guy, local guy, who's not hurting the brand at all, who's a fan of a team. You guys can make money off of it by giving him a license to produce this stuff. Give the kid a license. And Howard Smith said yes, and that's how he got the license.
Right, but in return, he can no longer sell t-shirts to an ownership
to sell. I'm sure part of the deal is we're not going to let you rip the organization.
Right, so if
so he made a business decision.
Right, but if you're Mike, our last call, I think his name was Mike, what do you do? Like, what deal do you make? Do you say, well, I guess I have nothing, I'm done, because I really want to still sell those, sell the team t-shirts, or do you make a deal? I don't blame him for that when you think about it.
The sell the team stuff was because he was such a big fan. But that's how he got the license. And I've never told that story.
I don't even know
if Darren knows that. That's how he got the license. Boomer and I physically went to the MLB office, sat down with Howard Smith, and said, listen, do us a solid. This is a good kid who's busting his ass in support of your product. You guys will make money off of his sweat and fandom. Grant the kid a license and see where it goes. You can always pull it away. And that's how the 7 Line got their license to sell Mets merch. And for the record, Boomer and I didn't ask for, nor did we get a nickel of it from either side. And Darren has never known that story until right now.
Well, I thought you said it recently.
We wanted MLB at the time to work with Darren and work it out. And that's exactly how it went down. But now, all these years later, I feel like that story could not be told.
Well, sure.
Howard's no longer at MLB, and Darren's a proven success. But to compare that to Andy Martino, it's not
the same as a reporter.
Now, Tommy, what was your big idea at 5 o'clock?
I got this great idea, guys. How about we do the Lug Hour?
No, again,
we're still going with this?
Oh, no, we're not. No. I told you yesterday, we're not doing the Lug Hour.
All right. Scrap the Lug Hour.
I mean, I got Adam Gase stuff to get to. We got Mets and Yankees stuff to get to. What is your grand idea?
I'm going to tell you the next Mets signing. Remember that one? Got that coming up?
Go ahead.
The top five at five.
Carton and Roberts, the top five at five. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So when we said no to the top five at 5:55, you then changed that to the top five just at five.
Yeah, because I noticed our numbers on the stream weren't that great at five on Tuesday. I think it was the 9th. So I figured, why don't we just spice up the 5 o'clock hour right on the dot? 5 o'clock.
And you have, all right, so let me, how would this go? Let me hear.
So I'll give you a top five headlines of the day. We'll do them in order. Some will be sports, some will be fun, and I'll throw a little mix in.
No,
a little
just
spicy.
Play the intro and do it.
The top five.
Carton and Roberts. The top five. 5 at 5. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, so I talk over this?
it's your thing.
All right, how about this? The top story of the day. Whoa, what's going on?
Your microphone shot.
Production value here is just like tremendously off the charts. So Gary Sanchez, his birthday is, does anybody know?
Today.
Yeah. So the Yankees are giving him a little birthday present. They're tendering him a contract.
Okay, so Gary Sanchez stays with the Yankees. That's one. What's number two?
How about number two? Our boy DJ did not practice today with the Giants. So, Giant fans, hold your breath. It could be Colt McCoy on Sunday.
Daniel Jones with the hamstring. Did not practice. Number three.
How about our main man, Austin Rivers, with the Knicks going all Dolan J. Trump on us here, trying to make the Knicks great again, saying we're in the era. Everybody likes riding a wave. People have lost interest in going somewhere and making something great again. People not wanting to come here being New York, our job is to change that. How about that? Showing a little moxie.
Well, someone should tell Austin Rivers that the Knicks do sell out every game. We have no problem coming to watch you suck.
Well, you know, but that's, you know.
Like,
you know
we do it.
Someone should also remind Austin Rivers that he's Austin Rivers. Yeah. He's not going to create a revolution.
I like it, though. He's feeling good. He's bowing out his chest. I like that. I'd prefer that than the opposite.
Showing a little moxie. How about our boy Jimmy Buckets reportedly dating Selena Gomez? You know what our target demo would call Jimmy Buckets? A beaker. Guy likes to beak.
Okay.
My main man.
There you go.
And number 30 five. And Dayton Selena Gomez. Number five, little somber, and I want to throw this in. I know Evan would love this. WWE legend Pat Patterson, first Intercontinental Champion, created the Royal Rumble, the greatest thing in wrestling history.
That's
unfortunately passed away at the age of 79. But those are your top five at five. New little segment. Hit it, Matt. Come on.
Carton and Roberts, the top five at five. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I didn't mind it.
I don't think it was bad at all. Honestly,
but you got to do it like at five.
Yeah, I crushed that.
Like, I relaxed.
Oh, yeah, at five.
I don't know if you crushed it, but we'll give you another shot to do it tomorrow.
Not bad.
All right? Okay. We'll give you a couple days to see if you can get it right and really do a good job on it.
The Lug Hour.
No, stop with the Lug Hour. It's definitely not the Lug Hour. So you're a diehard Jet fan, and you hear Adam Gase come out, and I'm paraphrasing here, and say when asked about Sam Darnold and have you seen any hints or clues or any little sparks there that make you think that Sam Darnold's figured it out, that he's got it, that he's going to be a reputable, consistent, you can count on him type of quarterback. And Adam Gase came out and said, no, how could I possibly predict that? If I could predict that, I'd go out and play the lottery.
Hmm.
Now, I'm trying to figure that out. You know, it is a coach's job from time to time to lie to us, make us think differently about what's really going on. How does he do Sam Darnold or us as Jet fans a service by answering the question in that manner? Like, what was the upside of saying, I ain't got no idea.
Because Adam Gase, and this has been apparent in his coaching, and this has been apparent in his press conferences, he's given up. He's literally given up.
Right? Like, no, I'm not wrong in feeling that. Like there's so many other answers. Like, I'm really disappointed in Sam Darnold. I expected a lot more out of Sam here in his third year in the NFL.
Or self-ownership of his lousy coaching.
Or, you know what, we haven't done a good enough job putting Sam in good enough positions and situations. Or, I mean, a million other things he could have said. Or he could have lied to our face and said, you know what, the Sam Darnold I see in practice every day, and I've seen glimpses of it in games, is the exact guy we thought he would be, and that's the guy who one day will lead a team to the postseason. He could have said that. Now, we would accuse him of not seeing the same guy we see.
And thinking we're stupid, to quote you.
But you could certainly say that. When you come out and say, essentially, I have no idea if Sam Darnold's any good. If I did, I'd be playing the lottery tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that as an answer?
Because
that's a lack of leadership.
Oh, this is the first time you've seen that? This has been a constant thing for Gase in the 2 years he's been here. He gives up as a coach. I've never seen this before. Like, in the midst of games, he will call plays and make decisions in which he says, I'm throwing in the towel.
I agree.
And a comment like that is very similar. He's given up because he also knows this, Craig. Think about this. In some fluke world, Adam Gase comes back. You know, Woody Johnson walks through the door. Christopher Johnson still has power. And they decide to keep Adam Gase. He will remain here with a brand new quarterback next year. It's not going to be Sam Darnold.
No, it's not.
Sam is not the quarterback of the future. Even if they win a game or two and end up with the number two overall pick, and I wouldn't have predicted this 2 months ago, but I'll say it now, Josh Fields will be here. Sam Darnold will be gone. So comments like that is very similar to what we've seen from Adam Gase, the coach. He gives up. He quits. That's one of my biggest knocks on Gase, the coach. He quits. And as a fan, it's disgusting.
And the players know it, and the players see it. Now, they won't say nothing about it until he's out of here, but certain play calls, certain way you handle things, you know, the players don't care so much about the press conferences and the way he handles the media or gets dealt by the media. They do care when they are out there. Believe it or not, the Jet players are trying to win. The players haven't tanked.
Of course.
The Jet players go out there, they just suck.
Yes.
They're just not good enough to win.
And they're not well coached.
But they are like Frank Gore's trying to win.
Of course.
You know, Sam Darnold is, believe it or not, even after last week's pathetic performance, that's his best. He's trying his best. And what is amazing, while other teams have said, we're not waiting till January to do what the obvious thing is. We're not going to wait. We're going to get rid of the bad egg, the bad seed now, because it's in our players' best interest to get rid of that negative personality and leader of the team. The Jets refuse to do that.
And why is that?
Chris Johnson, I still believe, and you're not going to like it, it's just my belief. I truly believe that Chris Johnson thinks very highly of Adam Gase.
He's out of his mind.
I agree.
He's out of his
mind. Now, I don't think there's... Do I think there's a way Gase could come back?
Oh, God.
I think it's a 5% chance.
Oh, my God.
But I'll tell you this.
The thought of it.
I think Chris Johnson, assuming Woody's not back by the time these decisions are made, or even if he... I don't know if he gets on a phone or not. I don't know what that relationship's like with him in London and all that.
Right.
I believe that Chris Johnson needs to be convinced that Adam Gase is not the guy.
What's more convincing than their record and their offensive stats across the board?
And I'll tell you why I say that. Remember the relationship, the way they've set this team up. Adam Gase talks directly to the owner, as does Joe Douglas, right? They don't answer to each other. He don't answer to the executive. They both answer directly to Chris Johnson. To me, that's a fakakta setup.
And it's got
to
change.
The way it is.
Yep.
Which means that we don't know. I mean, I can tell you what I think. What do you think Adam Gase is telling Chris Johnson every week?
It's all Joe Douglas' fault. I don't have the players.
I can't win with the talent you've given me.
Right.
Now, if you give me talent, I'm your guy. I can prove it. Look what I did with Peyton Manning, right?
What I did with Peyton Manning?
No.
He made him coffee.
Hold on.
What the hell did he do with Peyton Manning?
I'm telling you what he's telling Chris Johnson.
I understand, but you're getting my blood boiled.
So I am not yet convinced that Chris Johnson has come to the determination that Gase is not
this
the guy.
Is why.
And here's why.
Ugh.
Because Gase is in his ear as much as Joe Douglas is.
This is why when I say to you Monday or Tuesday after every Jet loss, you got to get rid of this guy. And I got you and other Jet fans saying, no, you got to keep losing. You got to keep losing. It would give me clarity and many Jet fans clarity to get them the hell out of that locker room and to get them the hell out of that coaching room. Because he can't be the coach next year, period. He cannot be the coach next year. And it's not just a comment he makes about Sam Darnold. It's not just that. It's not about him lying and thinking you're all stupid on Monday when it comes to play calling, or it was actually right after the game, and then clarifying on Monday. It's because he's a terrible, awful head coach. He's bad. And if you don't believe me, you may not like stats. Look at every single offensive stat that the New York Jets have had since the beginning of last year.
All of them. You need to be talking to Chris Johnson. I am
talking to Chris Johnson. He's listening right
okay,
now.
Okay, we're in lockstep.
Chris.
Well, Mr. Johnson.
He doesn't deserve it right now.
It's Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Cohen, maybe, not Mr. Johnson.
No. Well, if you're going to call him Stevie, call him Chrissy. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Christopher. Chris. Chrissy. Whatever the hell you want me to. I don't even care.
I think Christopher's demeaning. I think you go Chris.
Christopher's demeaning?
It's like you're his dad and you're lashing out.
Oh, like he's a petulant child or something?
Go with Chris. Go with Chris. Or CJ. You could go CJ.
Chris.
His friends call him CJ.
CJ?
Yeah.
Don't be stupid. And don't be naive. And don't buy into this garbage from Adam Gase. He's a terrible head coach. I knew it. Joe knew it. Every Jet fan knew it before he even hired him, before the Dolphins even got rid of him. We all knew it. So don't buy any little call you get from Peyton Manning. He can't be the head coach next year. And when he makes comments like this about Sam Darnold, you know what? It doesn't even bother me. It's just because all it does is prove what we already know, and that's he can't be the head coach of this team. And we're going to find out, man, because that will be, of all the moves I've seen, I'm not that old, but I've been around for a while. I've seen some bad moves in this town. That would be the single most dumbest move I've ever seen if they ever brought this guy back.
Well, we're in lockstep on that. 877-337-6666. The Jet head coach has no idea about the Jet starting quarterback. The New York Giants waiting for news on Danny Dimes, of course. Other than that, it's all systems go. Getting ready for the big game this weekend against Seattle. And then when it comes to basketball, if you're just tuning in, you may have heard. The NBA Adam Silver hates the New York Knicks. Has no respect for James Dolan, apparently, or what the building represents, or the storied franchise. That is Dave DeBuscher, New York Knickerbocker basketball.
Oh.
And he not only took us off Christmas Day, he put the Nets on Christmas Day. To me, that is the single lowest point the franchise has had in some time. We have been replaced by the NBA officially with the Brooklyn Nets, team that has yet to win a game.
June 30th, 2019.
Yet to win a game. We've been replaced. Adam Silver looked at the Knicks and goes, no. Christmas has been ruined. Only the New York Giants can now save Christmas for us.
Oh, yeah.
As they saved Thanksgiving. Beat Seattle. Why not? Seattle didn't impress us against Philadelphia. Go out there and beat them. Take care of some business on the road. By the way, no home field advantage. No fans. No 12th man. Right?
Yeah, right.
Right?
You're right.
Right?
You're right.
That's right. That's right. Gary Sanchez stays with the Yankees, and you told us you'd let us know from a Met perspective. Got Trevor May, who, by the way, I don't want to get into the specifics, does have New York ties.
He does.
He has a family member that is a school teacher in New York. So he has New York blood in him. So even more of a reason. Now, I sent him a private tweet yesterday. No response.
A direct message?
What do you... Well, is that what it's called
on
Twitter?
Yeah, you slid into his DMs.
I didn't slide into anything.
You slid head first into his DMs.
I don't know. I don't think that's how you refer to that.
That's how you refer to it.
Is that how you refer to it?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't I slide into it? I sent him a note.
You went right in there.
No, I sent him a note.
Head first.
Trevor May, December 1st, sir, welcome to New York.
That was your message?
Yeah.
What a kiss ass.
We got to set it up. Welcome to New York.
So then you're waiting for the response.
I wrote, welcome to New York, Biggs. That's it. No, that's no good?
I mean, it's okay. It's not as good as my DM to Steve Cohen, but it's all right. It's
your DM to Steve Cohen was a little desperate. A little bit. A little bit.
I got a few DMs today that were very interesting. I'll leave it at that. A little bit. There were some DMs I received today that enjoyed a certain part of the program.
What part was that?
The Andy Martino thing.
They like the Andy Martino thing?
Yeah.
Let me guess. Fellow writers. Whenever. I know what's going on. They love that until it's them.
They love it.
They love it until it's
That's
them.
That's what he said.
Yeah, they love it until it's them.
I hope I don't get on your wrong side.
They loved when it was Monty Schmidt stalking Joe Douglas' kids in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God. My DMs exploded after that
now
one.
It's Andy Martino, you know, the 9-year-old SNY reporter for the New York Mets. Who had Jeff Wilpons or some executive's hand up his back? The Mets are doing the best they can. Winning a World Series is not important. That would be one of the dumbest things any New York reporter has ever said publicly.
No, it was very dumb.
Ever.
It was very, very. And I think he probably knows it.
If you didn't hear
it. Winning a World Series isn't really a reasonable goal for a baseball team.
What? Winning a World Series really isn't a reasonable goal for a baseball team. Play it again.
Winning the World Series isn't really a reasonable goal for a baseball team.
What is? Really, it's the processing is more important than the winning.
Process.
Yeah, it's all about the process. It's not about the end results. If you have a good process, frankly, you don't have to win a World Series.
That's it, man.
Because the process is so good.
That's all that matters.
That's a guy who forgot that there's a new owner. That's all that is. That's
think,
a guy.
Honestly, don't you think he realizes I shouldn't have said that? Do you think he's like sitting around today saying, my God, I.
You want to give him a chance to take it back?
Yeah.
You have his number, guys? Or can you text him or something?
Martino? Yeah, I got his
yeah.
number.
See if he wants to say, hey, the guys want to know if you want to take that back.
Because well, I think he'd take it back.
I don't think he will.
You don't think he will? You think he's going to double down on it?
I think you double down on it. Huh. I guess, yeah.
By the way, besides the next Mets signing, you mentioned earlier, today's the non-tender deadline, so a lot of teams are non-tendering players. They're becoming free agents. There are two free agents, they're fresh off the wire, newly free agents, that, again, could be perfect targets for the Yankees. So I'll throw that at you later, too, because it's getting – free agency's changing. By the minute, it is changing during this non-tender deadline.
Now, who's the Mets' next signing?
You want this right now?
You said you had news for us. We had who the Mets are going to sign next.
The next signing.
Carton and Roberts. No. Breaking news.
It's not breaking news.
This is, he's got, well. This no, whole I thing, don't think this is breaking news.
This whole thing is a puzzle, okay? You're putting together a puzzle. Seth Lugo is a guy we haven't talked that much about. He's a big part of this puzzle. And to me, he needs to be in the starting rotation.
Why do answers have to be so complicated?
Because it needs
like
to be explained.
Like you told us 20 minutes ago going into a break.
You said I did. You said I did, and now I'm saying it.
Well, if you don't have a guy to say you
I
know,
do have a guy. You want the guy?
Yeah.
Bradley Jefferson Hand.
That's the guy we talked about yesterday.
You're damn right, and here's why. They're going to lose Justin Wilson in free agency. It's another left-hander for the bullpen, and they've got to stock up the bullpen because, to me, Seth Lugo will start 2021 in the starting rotation.
There you go.
Period. Perfect. Stop.
That's it. That's all. That's it. Wasn't that so much simpler, Mac? He you said needed... he had a guy. We got this convoluted way to get to the guy.
No, you needed the explanation.
Here's Anthony in Staten Island. Anthony, what's on your mind today, buddy?
Craig and Roberts. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Listen, if the New York Jets bringing this guy back, Adam Gase, as the head coach for the 2021 New York Jets, me and a thousand other Jets fans, season ticket holder fans, are not going to be thrilled about that. We'll be calling the season ticket holder department, and, oh, my God, the abuse they're going to get that day.
Okay, yeah, now, but, Anthony, let me ask you a question. You know, COVID aside, let's say it's, you know, we're all greenlit. We can go to games again. Dr. Fauci said he thought by next September football games would be full capacity, which is great news. You'd call you'd call the tickets office up. You'd read them a holy hell, curse and yell and scream, ticked off as you are. And then when they said, we'll give you free parking, do you want to renew your season tickets? What would you say?
Absolutely not. I want this guy out of here. I want this guy out of here.
Free parking.
I can't take another season out
of here. Hold on. How about this? How about this? Turn that off.
Yes.
We'll give you lot one free parking.
Absolutely not.
Come on. Right next to the building.
Nah,
upgrade his seats. Upgrade his seats.
No, no. How about this?
Nope. We'll give
We'll give you lot one parking, and we'll give you $20 vouchers for food to every game.
Absolutely not. Nope.
That's my man, Anthony. You keep strong, because that's what they're going to throw at you. And by the way, when you do call in, if you're going to consider renewing or getting new season tickets, and I would never tell you not to. If you love your team, buy tickets.
Yeah, I would.
I don't care how bad owners might be.
Amen.
I don't care how bad, you know, teams conduct business. Mm-hmm. If you're a fan that wants to buy the ticket, nobody should ever tell you not to buy a
ticket. Amen, Craig.
All right? Now,
amen.
That being said, you are in the driver's seat on this one. When the Jets put out that number and say, call us to figure out next year, assuming again, next year is a normal year, you could add, you could make some demands. I'm telling you,
they're not going to give it.
Yeah,
that.
They are 100%.
No, they're not. If they're going to throw in free parking passes.
If you said, I don't know. If you said to the Jets, look, I'll take four on the 35-yard line. Okay, that's going to cost me X amount of dollars, whatever it is, right? Let's say that cost me $40,000, $30,000, four seats, right? I'd like you to give me parking, or you know what? I'd like a $20 voucher every game per ticket for food and bev. I guarantee you they negotiate.
No, they won't.
Yep, they
won't. I've been a season ticket holder for many years with
you
two
franchises. You never tried to negotiate.
You're right. I'm a sucker. I just buy my tickets.
You got to try to. Most people do. You know, you try. Oh, no, you know what they'll say to you? We're going to have a meet and greet with season ticket holders somewhere through the season. We're going to bring your family to Giants Stadium, MetLife Stadium. You get to walk on the field, get some autographs and some photos. They will give you stuff. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but the one thing they won't be able to give you is wins.
But you're buying the tickets anyway.
Yeah, but would you want to see a team win? And if Adam Gase is brought back, you are taking five steps back.
There is one thing the Jets could have you over a barrel on, in which they're not going to negotiate.
What?
Because they won't have to.
What?
If you say to them, look, I want $20 vouchers for every game, food and bev. I want lot one parking, right?
Yeah.
And I want the meet and greet on the field during the bye week. The Jets come back to you and they go, we got Trevor Lawrence. How about that? Then what do you do? What do you do?
If you're against the bringing back of Adam Gase, it doesn't matter. Our last caller knows
saying,
the odds are Trevor Lawrence is coming here.
I'm talking about negotiating for tickets. For Adam, for Trevor Lawrence, for food, for beverage.
But here's the problem.
For meet and
greets.
Here's
the problem. Our last caller is not going in there to negotiate. He's going in there to show his displeasure that they brought back Adam Gase.
No, so they go, look.
And there'll be people that say, I don't care what you give me, like our last caller. I'm done.
So no Adam Gase, I'll buy tickets. That's what we're saying.
That's what he's saying, yeah. And you don't think there are a lot of Jet fans like that?
I do think a lot.
Do you think there are Met fans that are buying season tickets strictly because the Wilpons are gone and Steve Cohen is in?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of people that refuse to give them their money.
There you go.
They got to a point where they go, I love the Mets. I'm going to watch them. Right. I'm going to listen to them. But I'll never give that family my money again.
They never.
People like that.
Even during the 2015 World Series, they still wouldn't give the Wilpons their money?
They are. Well, 2015? Listen.
Then it's okay. When they're in a World Series year, I'll give them my money.
At the end of the day. When your team's in the World Series, you'll love them again.
So,
change people's opinion of the Wilpons.
That's it, but no. I'm not saying you change your opinion on ownership, but I always made that point because I would get calls all the time saying, Evan, you're a hypocrite because you give the Wilpons money as a Mets season ticket holder. And I say, look, I don't love the Wilpons, but I love going to games.
Love the Mets.
So I love the Mets. I love going to games.
I never liked that.
Would tell them, if the Mets are in the World Series, you'll come crawling back. Yeah. That's all I'm saying, and most people do. Just like to our last caller about Gase. Let's say the Jets bring back Gase, right? He gives up his season tickets. And let's say I am so wrong about Adam Gase. You're so wrong. We're all wrong. Jets win 13 games next year.
You're going.
You're going.
Yep.
You're boycotted,
because
if you will.
Because remember, at the end of the day, your Jerry Seinfeld was right. We root for the laundry.
Of course.
We're rooting for the jersey. It almost doesn't matter who's in it. If they win, what's the great line from Field of Dreams?
If you build it, they
he will come,
come,
right?
Yes.
If you win, we will come. There's only two franchises in all of professional sports
where
you don't have to win, and we come anyway.
The New York Knicks.
The New York Knicks and the New York Rangers. You could lose every game. We're selling the Garden out. You know why? Because we're the most faithful, loyal, go team go type of fans in the world.
Cool.
We go no matter what.
Cool.
We're the best.
You should put a banner up. Like that says, we're the best fans.
Yeah. We are.
Yeah.
Talk about Seattle, 12th man. Talk about Kansas City. Talk about the Thunderdome. No.
Should have a ceremony.
The greatest, by the way, if I was Jim Dolan,
oh, God.
I would put a jersey up that says fans on the back.
You guys are pathetic.
For the Knicks and the Rangers.
Oh, my God.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
Sad.
Now, little fact, the guy that wrote this song,
yeah.
You know who he is?
Who?
He's one of the wealthiest men in the world. He's a founding partner of Marquee Jets and married the founder of Spanx.
Wow.
Yeah, smart guy, Jesse. Yep. His wife is the wealthiest American woman in the country.
Very cool.
You know what Spanx are, right?
Yeah,
for people like you.
Yeah.
You keep like you fatten.
Yeah.
So yeah.
People like me?
Yeah. So like,
what about you?
When you were
chunky
jumping,
over
I'm
there?
Just thick, man.
You're just thick.
I don't have the jiggle in my jelly.
Plenty of jiggling a little bit.
I don't have any jelly on my
bun. There's a little bit of jelly going on there.
You need them Spanx. You tuck it in. How you doing? Good to see you, sir. But yeah. How you doing? Your Spanx. Now, fat girls wear Spanx.
Mm.
I think, right? Not fat, but like, you know, you don't want to show like a panty line in a nice skirt or dress. You put the Spanx on. It's like a corset. It brings it all in like that. Makes you feel pretty good. Your thoughts on Gase and the latest on baseball coming up right after this. It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
542, Carton and Roberts on the Fan. Adam Gase was asked if a Sam Darnold breakout is coming. Quote, I wish I could be like, yeah. This is what's going to happen. If that was the case, I'd give you the lottery numbers. End of quote. I have no idea if he's going to be any good. By the way, if you had to take a guess, Evan, what is, let me see if I have this here. Who would you say is the most streamed female artist this past year? You got to take a guess.
The most.
Globally.
Globally,
any idea?
Female artist Miley Cyrus. No, not even close.
8 years
Ariana
ago,
Ariana Grande.
She came in third.
Okay, that's not a bad guess. Got top three, well, top four actually.
Edwin's in Tribeca.
Yikes!
Hello.
What's up, kid?
Not bad. Not bad.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up? La la la.
Yes,
how
sir.
Are we, guys?
Doing great, man.
Definitely don't want Gase back in the office. We need a new leader to lead the leader of men there at Furrow Park, because what we have now is a disgrace. Now, my question to you guys is, who will be the list of candidates? If you're Trevor Lawrence, and we know he doesn't have a say-so, but if you're Trevor Lawrence and there's a way you can weasel your way out of the first pick or whatnot, and you had to attract him, who would be your list of candidates, coaching-wise? And I hang up and listen, guys.
I typically don't like to take those types of calls, especially this point of the season. But I do have a guy. So the only reason that we're going to engage in this silly kind of conversation today, it's not going to be silly, but it's silly today. That being said, I do have a guy, and you're not going to like the guy.
Is it going to take you 5 minutes to say who the guy is?
Not at all.
Okay, go.
But I'm setting it up that you're not going to like the guy.
Four.
You're not going to like the idea.
Five,
Six. Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin?
Yep. That's what I want.
Why?
That's what I want for head coach of the New York Jets.
Why do you want Lane Kiffin to coach the Jets?
Because Lane Kiffin is an offensive-minded coach.
No, so is Adam Gase.
No, no, Adam Gase. Listen, I know he came advertised as that. I followed Lane Kiffin for a long time. I love his attitude. I love the personality. He was an intern with the Jets many, many years ago. Used to park Boomer's car. Back in the day.
He's been in college for the last decade. He hasn't even been that good.
And I think Lane Kiffin would be a fantastic NFL head coach.
Horrible idea.
So, yeah, don't you wouldn't like it.
So, you think.
Because you can't think big.
No, no. Oh, I can't think big. No, I don't think stupid. So, let me get this straight. Guy calls in and says, who should replace Adam Gase?
Yes.
Your first response is, that's such a dopey question.
It's a silly thing to say today, but I happen to have a guy.
Silly, but I have an idea.
Not an idea. A guy. I have the guy.
And that guy is like the silliest answer you could have come up with.
Why is he silly?
Because he's failed. He hasn't even been that good in college. He wasn't good in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you love attitude-wise about him. I don't see any redeeming quality about Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin has grown up. He's learned from his mistakes. He is an offensive guru.
Oh, my
God. Ask Nick Saban, best offensive coordinator ever had.
He's been in college for the last decade.
I know.
It's not like he's had like this great success
there. I didn't
say
that he did. And he's moving around a lot, and he pisses a lot of people off. And his wife's hot. And Lane Kiffin would be a fantastic. What happened?
Is that the redeeming quality?
Lane Kiffin would be a great hot wife candidate for head coach hot wife of the New York Jets hot wife.
Do you actually want to hear a good answer or would you rather not?
If you have a guy, but if you have a legitimate guy.
I'll give you a legitimate
and
guy.
And don't say Bienemy, please.
I didn't say Eric Bienemy.
Go.
Sean Payton.
No.
You said early. Well, hold on.
You love retreads, man. That's your thing.
Retreads!
That's your thing.
Retreads.
That's your thing.
The guy's an elite-level head coach.
Is he?
You said 2 weeks ago, and I want to repeat it, Drew Brees will never play in the NFL again.
I believe that.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. That'll be right.
If you're Sean Payton,
yeah.
Do you look for an exit ramp, or do you say, I'm in for the long haul. Taysom Hill's my guy. I'm going to stay here. Or do you look for your next conquest?
I don't know where Sean Payton is in his life. I know he lives in Dallas in the offseason. Yeah. He don't live up here. I don't know.
If I put a poll.
I'd rather have a younger guy.
Really?
If I would,
put a poll on Twitter, who would you rather have, Sean Payton or Lane Kiffin? I mean, do you know how ugly those results would be?
It's like what? It's preaching to the choir. I know the answer of that poll. Oh, we could get Sean Payton. Oh, great. Sean Payton. He's won how many Super Bowls? Five, six? Was he have seven?
Stop.
Does he have seven Super Bowls? Stop. Wait a minute. Did Sean Payton.
That's your bar.
Let me ask you a
How
question.
How many Super Bowls has Lane Kiffin
How many Super Bowls has Sean Payton been to?
How many victories does Lane Kiffin
got a national
have?
Championship as offensive coordinator
Big
under his
deal.
Belt?
He's the offensive coordinator.
Let me ask you a
as
question.
As a head coach, what the hell has he done?
How many Super Bowls has Sean Payton been to? Six? Is it six now?
No, it's not
Wait
six.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold
now.
On. It's seven. He's been to seven. The Saints have been to seven, right? Thank you. Genius. He's a genius. Oh, he's a genius.
You'd rather have Lane Kiffin coach your team than Sean Payton.
Yes.
And Eric Bieniemy. I don't want to hear about Eric Bieniemy.
No, I want you to bring him up because.
No,
like,
I'm not bringing him up.
Everyone's.
No, he's the obvious guy. I totally get that.
I'd rather
have Jim Harbaugh than Lane Kiffin. I like Jim Harbaugh.
I got no problem with Harbaugh. You know that. I told you that a week ago. I got no problem with Harbaugh. He's douchey enough to be perfect for the Jets.
Yeah, I'm with him.
So if you like Harbaugh, you got to go along with Lane Kiffin.
I'd rather bring Rex Ryan back than Lane Kiffin.
Oh, I would hire Rex in a minute.
I know you would.
And I can tell you this. Rex is dying to get back to doing it.
I'm sure
he is. He's miserable at ESPN.
He'll never get another head
coach. He wants to be a head coach in the worst way.
Never get a head coach.
And I don't even think he gets interviewed anymore.
No. He could get a coordinating job if he wanted.
He might. I think he's miserable at ESPN.
Why do you get that sense?
That's what somebody told me. I don't know if he is or not.
Rex himself?
No. It was not Rex. I have not talked to Rex in a long time.
Is he miserable for working for the company or being a media personality?
He's dying to be on the sideline of a...
So he wants to coach again.
He's dying to coach again. He wants to coach in the worst way.
But is he willing to be a coordinator again?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, I think he's going to have to.
Like, he'd probably have to be a winning coordinator, top-ranked defense to get another shot.
Look how quickly Todd Bowles has kind of restocked his value.
Now, there are some guys like Todd Bowles... Well, I don't know if Todd Bowles will be a head coach again.
No, he will be.
I think he will be a highly paid coordinator for the rest of his life. But there are some guys.
No, I think you're wrong about that.
I think some guys would admit this. There are some guys who are just brilliant as coordinators.
Wade Phillips.
But will never be a great head coach.
North Turner.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a long list of that.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong at all. But I think Todd will get his second opportunity.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
I'm going to see. Now I'm doing what I didn't want to do.
I don't know why that
stupid argument.
It's not a stupid. See, I disagree with you.
I'm gonna give you a guy.
You're a smart guy, but I think that's you're wrong.
I'm going to give you a guy.
Why would we talk about who the next Jet head coach is?
Because they're going to fire Adam Gase. That's why, Craig.
You say so. Let me give you a guy. Would you take McDaniels?
No. Absolutely not.
Why?
I didn't like what happened with
got it.
Accepting a job the way he did and then walking. Before that, I would have been more open
so
to it.
So it's more
now
of a moral thing. You don't like him as a guy. He left him hanging, took the job, walked away from the job.
It's a big turnoff, yeah.
All right. I got you. What's more of a turnoff? Ready? We're going to play a little game.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be the 10 in front of 6 turnoff game. Here we go. You ready?
Mike Francesa's knuckles.
No, no. No, what? No. Okay. 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 Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. What turns you off more?
Go.
All right.
Go.
The prospect that Adam Gase might come back as head coach. That's on the left side.
Okay.
Or the fact that Tim Tebow will be a Met.
What do you mean a Met? Like in the major leagues?
He's going to be on the Met roster.
Adam Gase by a mile.
By a mile.
By a mile.
By a mile.
He's a 26th guy on a roster if they ever decide to do that, which they won't. So okay. Who cares? Okay. I can live.
Do you think that the Mets should divorce themselves of Tebow because he represents the Wilpon regime?
It really, I got to tell you, there are certain things that you get like pet peeves about, and it's interesting kind of seeing what you think is dumb and what you don't like. I do not give a you-know-what about Tim Tebow with the Mets. To me, it doesn't faze me at all. He's not going to be in the major league roster. I'm not scared he's taking a job away from somebody. He's so irrelevant in my head. That's how I feel about Tim Tebow.
Okay, just asking. Jimmy's in the Bronx. Jimmy on Carton and Roberts on the Fan. What's up? Hello? Yes? That might be the funniest thing that I've heard in a long time, Jimmy. I can't help it if they're jealous. It's not for me to say. They got their own show to do. They have 4 hours every morning. Yes, the chair is in my office. Okay, big deal. If they wanted a massage chair, have Daddy Warbucks buy it for them. I was the one with the foresight to take the chair that wasn't being used.
Have you?
And I wiped it down with anti-disinfectant stuff.
Have you used it yet?
No.
I've used it twice
I know.
In your office.
I haven't even sat in it
This
yet.
Is our bonding experience. I come into your office.
Yeah.
I get this unbelievable massage. I make sexual noises because it feels so good.
It is good.
You look a little uncomfortable, but you kind of go with it.
No, I like you being in there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I got distracted today because I found out that at 2:33 in the afternoon on November 9th, we were the most listened to radio show in New York. But at 2:37 on the 10th, we came in second place. And I was very, very bothered and distracted by the first ratings that came out of
yes.
3 days.
God, getting a massage while getting ratings is like the perfect combination.
Yeah. Well, especially when you have these numbers.
Oh,
God, fantastic. So good. Ryan's in Merrick. That's what I listened to at about 1 o'clock. We recorded you. That's 1 o'clock. Evan sits in my massage chair. And vibrates himself to ecstasy.
I love it.
Yeah.
Was that really from that?
Yeah. Yeah, I had the guys mic the office up.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan and Merrick, what's on your mind, buddy?
Craig and Evan, thank you for having me on. It's such an honor.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you that I agree with the both of you when it comes to being fans of your favorite professional sports teams.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I'm a Mets, Jets, Islanders, and Knicks fan.
Close.
And I know there's so many successful franchises out there, yeah. But it ain't going to change my fandom.
There you go. That's, you know what? God
Ryan,
bless you, sir.
Ryan, I'm fascinated by something. I don't know if Craig is fascinated by this at all. How do you split Garden allegiances? How does that work?
Meaning, why aren't you a Rangers fan is what he's asking you.
No, or a Nets fan.
Or a Nets
fan. Either one. Like, how do you go? Because to me, my stomach churns when I see the Garden. I get disgusted. For Craig, it gives him butterflies. What does it do for you?
Well, I grew up in Long Island, and I just fell in love with the Islanders. And with the Knicks, Nate Robinson got me into the Knicks.
There you go. And the Nets might have been in Jersey at the time. Who knows? Listen, Ryan, never apologize for who you root for. The notion that you can't root for whatever team you want.
I didn't say he can't.
No, I'm saying don't. He's an Islander fan. Good for him.
No, but Craig, don't you understand what I said about you? Look at yourself. When you see Madison Square Garden, you get butterflies.
Madison Square Garden is, to me, like the ninth wonder of the world.
Okay. I honestly respect that. When I see Madison Square Garden, I see enemy territory, right? And you respect that.
Sure.
You
know where I'm coming from. Fan of either team.
I go there to see the Islanders beat the Rangers.
Now,
I go there to see the Nets beat the Knicks.
Billy Joel shows up. You love the building.
I don't love the building. I mean, it's okay.
Bruce Springsteen's playing, Glory Days. You're thrilled.
No, okay. WrestleMania 10, I love the building. WrestleMania 20, I love the building. Royal Rumble 08, John Cena's surprise appearance.
We got it.
Love the building.
We got it after the second Rumble.
Go ahead. But I always find it, I'm not questioning him at all. I just find it interesting how you can split that. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Listen, you asked, he answered.
Yeah,
there we go.
It's a fine answer. I'm just curious
there you
about
go. All right, listen, 877-337-6666. If any baseball guys have signed, we'll let you know in a couple seconds. The latest, of course, with the Jets and the New York Giants. Today is Wednesday, you keep telling me. So tomorrow's a big practice day for the Giants and a big test, possibly, of Daniel Jones's hammy. We'll let you know what's up with that right after this on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.